With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both fighting hard to win a key county in West Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his Blue Wall States tour.
Kent County, Michigan is home to Grand Rapids, and it's a battleground county within a battleground state. Trump won in 2016, but lost in 2020. This county has been a prime target for Trump and Harris, with both candidates repeatedly visiting the area. On Sunday, Harris will make her final campaign stops in Michigan, and Trump will wrap up his campaign right here on Monday night. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
When you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump continue crisscrossing the country in the final days before Tuesday's election. Each side is investing massive resources to try to drive up voter turnout.
Also at SRNnews.com, Rican Garcia reports on a new agreement reached at a biodiversity summit in Colombia.
After 2 weeks of negotiations, delegates at the United Nations Biodiversity Conference have agreed to set up a new body that will involve indigenous peoples in future conservation decisions. They also agreed that major corporations must share the benefits of research when using natural genetic resources. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also addressed the host nation, reaffirming their commitment to achieving harmony with nature. I'm Rica Ann Garcia.
The remains of two aviators who died when their jet crashed during a training flight in Washington State last month will return home from Dover Air Force Base in the coming days. The two have been identified as Lieutenant Serena Wildman and Lieutenant Commander Lindsay Evans. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Men are displacing women in sports, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies across the country are cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through AI. Justice Department officials say they're going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create harmful images of children. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure those generating deep fakes and other obscene imagery of kids can be prosecuted under the laws. The prosecutions come as child advocates are urgently working to curb the misuse of the technology. This is SRN News. American employers added just 12,000 jobs in October.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. The report provides a somewhat blurry view of the job market at the end of a presidential race that has pivoted heavily on voters' feelings about the economy. Apple has snapped out of an iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46.2 billion for the third quarter, a 6% increase for the same time last year. This is SRN News.